book with us to the book of 2 Chronicles. And we want to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. When you found it, please say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads on this order. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazantamah, which is in Engadi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And this morning I want to use for a subject, praise will provide a way. Praise will provide a way. When we look at this word and this thing that we call praise, Webster says that praise means to express approval, to glorify. And someone else said that praise just simply means to say, God, I thank you for all the things that you've done. Now somebody in here ought to be ready to praise God this morning. I know he's done something for somebody besides me, and I know that God has been mighty good. Somebody ought to be able to praise God this morning. Because when you look back over your life and you see where the Lord has brought you from, you'll discover that God has not only been good, but he's been real good. And it's time now for us to begin to say, God, I thank you for all the things that you've done. Now, when we look at this story, if you don't mind, let me give you a little background on this story. You'll discover that Moab goes to battle against Jehoshaphat, and they have a leader by the name of Misha. And what you'll discover is that they had gained their independence from a leader by the name of Omri. But nevertheless, this battle that's mentioned here takes place after Ahab's son by the name of Ahaziah was king of Israel. And it didn't matter what happened, it seems like God's people would defeat one enemy after another. In other words, in our day and time, we would say that if it's not one thing, it's another. But I come to tell you this morning that whatever you're going through, praise will see you through to the other side of through. See, sometimes when it gets late in the midnight hour and you can't say nothing, you just begin to just say, God, I know you didn't bring me this far to just to leave me. See, in other words, you've got to go through something and able to get to something. And right now, someone says, how do I get there, Pastor? You got to praise your way through. Now, this was a terrible situation. Jehoshaphat has been told that enemies are on their way to wipe you out. Now, this really puts Jehoshaphat's faith to the test. And I know we all say that I trust God and I believe God. But what happens when trouble begins to knock on your door? What happens to your faith? Is your faith still what you say it is? Don't talk about it. About it, because faith without works is dead. But I know that my God is able to deliver, and I know that if I keep on praising, after a while everything's gonna be all right. Now, Jehoshaphat hears the bad news. They said, man, some folk are coming from the north, and they're coming to destroy you. But now watch what Jehoshaphat does. As soon as he heard the bad news, the first thing he does, as the Bible says, that he seeks God. And after he found God, he decided that he was going to declare a fast. Now, I know some of you sedated folk don't believe in fasting. Amen. I know somebody say it don't take all that. But let me wake you up this morning. You don't know what it takes because, see, sometimes things won't happen except through prayer and fasting. And so sometimes you got to turn your plate down, amen, and do without something that you really enjoy and begin to recognize God for who he really is and put yourself on the back burner. And before long, you'll say, praise brought me through. He knows that in order to be successful, I've got to have God's favor. And see, maybe you don't know what favor is, but favor means when God blesses me when I really don't deserve it. But you better tell somebody, favor ain't fair. See, I know I'm not perfect, but one thing I thank God for is granting me a favor. And see, favor means when things ought to turn out bad, they work out for my good. Help me, somebody. Somebody ought to be, anybody know something about favor this morning? See, Jehoshaphat didn't look at the present situation, but he could recall how God had cared for his folk in the past, and he knew that God was able and that God would deliver. Now, when we think about this thing that we call praise, I can hear David saying right now, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And he says, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. See, what happens is when I praise God continually, I can brag about what my God can do. Anybody here know that God is able? Has he ever brought you out? Has he ever brought you through a situation that you thought that you couldn't get through? And before you knew it, you discovered that you were on the other side of through. Don't tell me what praise won't do. Then David said, I sought the Lord. And not only did I seek him, but after I saw him, he heard my cry and he delivered me from all my fears. See, sometimes you may have to cry in the midnight hour. And sometimes we are afraid of what lies ahead of us. But as I tell you this morning, even when you don't know which way God is taking you, you better just praise your way through. See, praise means to magnify and to exalt God in our hearts. And see, praise sometimes means glorifying God with the fruits of our lips. And see, when we begin to praise God with our whole heart, you forget about how big you thought your problem was. And then you begin to be able to visualize how great is our God. See, God is a great God, and he's much larger than any situation that you might be facing right now. See, praise makes me lift up God and exalt him and glorify him and discover how great God really is. See, and in order to really praise God, you got to learn to go beyond your human limitations. Somebody say, I don't feel good this morning, but you got to learn how to praise when you're feeling bad. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't know what I'm going to give to God this morning. I don't have a dime in my pocket. Well, why don't you reach down and give him the fruits of your lips and say, Lord, I give you my hallelujah. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I exalt you. Lord, I lift you up. I don't have a dime, but I got some praise. I'm so thankful for everything that you've done for me. Sometimes when God's folk would begin to face situations, it's kind of strange that whenever problems or battles would confront the children of Israel, they would always go and find Joshua. And they would send out the tribe of Judah first. See, the word Judah means praise. And see, Judah would go out in front of the rest of the army. And see, right now, some of us need to learn to put praise in front of your 9 millimeters. Amen. Let me explain. See, when battles would come, see, we try to fight this battle thing physically, but they knew that there was something about praise that would do more than any weapon could do. Sometimes Judah would go out and somebody probably said, where's your weapons? He said, I'm just carrying my praise. See, sometimes you got to go in, and the only thing you got is just recalling the things that God has done for you. And see, when the tribe of Judah would go out, they would begin to just praise God like they had lost their mind. See, you got to get some crazy praise in some crazy places. Sometimes when it seems like your back's up against the wall and you don't have anywhere to go, just bust a move and begin to pray. Watch what happens. Somebody say, I don't bust a move. You will before it's over with. Watch, I promise you. Because see, what happens is there's something, Jeremiah said, it's like fire. That shut up in my bones. I know you kind of sophisticated right now, but after a while, when the Spirit of God touches you, you're going to say, I can't hold my peace. Something about praise. See, praise will cause confusion among the enemy. See, God will set an ambush and make them get all mixed up. And see, this happens in the spiritual realm of living. See, when you really begin to praise God, your enemies get confused. They thought you were going to be fussing and cussing, but they see you praising and say, he must have lost his mind. But see, praise is what you do. Don't tell me about how much you love God. Let me see your actions put to work. See, I can praise God when I ought to be fussing and cussing, because God has been too good to me to not praise him. When you begin to praise God, watch. Demonic forces will begin to withdraw some of their power and influence. Some of y'all looking kind of crazy. The reason that your life messed up sometime right now is because of demonic forces. See, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. Amen. And y'all should sit up here talking about shooting, and you got the devil under your foot, the devil whipping your butt. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 4. See, for we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. See, praise and worship is a way of expressing to God, God, how much I love you. I know some of y'all still having devotion, but I no longer have a reason to moan, because Jesus has set me free. And see, he that's free is free indeed. And right now, I'm praising God for the liberty that he set me. I don't have to moan anymore. See, God loves to be praised, and God loves to be worshiped. But in order to praise God, you got to understand the power that praise and worship can yield. See, praise and worship can break down some strongholds. See, there's power in praise and worship. Let's look at this thing when I say strongholds. Strongholds are nothing but stumbling blocks in your way. Roadblocks that prevent God's folk from truly releasing themselves into praise and worship. You know, it's like this morning we say, just give God a praise way. And some of you sit there like you're stuck, like a knot on a log. But see, one of these days, what are you talking? Can I give you some word? The Bible says, every knee shall bow, and even you sophisticated folk, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It's something about praise and worship. I know somebody's saying that when you get involved in praise and worship, Pastor, that it don't take all that. Well, how do you know what it takes? Who died and left you, boss? See, we get a little bit nervous doing church. If somebody getting too loud, They begin to worship God past your point of understanding. But see, I know some of us want to worship God in our quiet voice on Sunday morning in some of our churches. Amen. But when I get to the club, amen. What y'all looking at me crazy for? I've been at the club and some of y'all were there with me. So when we went to the club, amen. You ain't been in church all your life. When we went to the club, the music never got too loud. The party never got too long. But all of a sudden in church, you tell me, it don't take all that. You don't know what he done for me. The Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. And see, the reason I praise is because I'm not supposed to be here. Nothing but grace and mercy allowed me to be here. And you in the same boat, you just don't realize it. I know you think you rolling around in a holy religious boat, but your boat about to sink. The devil about to capsize you right now. You better give God some praise. And see, what kind of gets me is that the one that at church that are always real quiet are the one that scream the loudest at the football game. Amen. But you don't want to lose your respectability in here, but we lose it out of it. But anyway, the Lord loves to hear us praise his name. And he don't get nervous when you get too loud. See, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And see, a noise is loud. Can't nobody hear you pity-patting God. You kind of quiet this morning because there's some food in the refrigerator. And the storm didn't blow your house away. But see, when the storm begins to come into your life, then we begin to say, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. Even the United States of America sometimes has to be knocked to her knees. And then all of a sudden, we need to pray. But see, I get up every morning and say, Lord, I thank you for another day's journey. I know I don't deserve to be here. But Lord, I thank you for letting me see the bright sunshine. Lord, I thank you for the rain. I'm just praising. See, praising is when you replace your thoughts with the thoughts of God. And see, what happens is this weapon of praise is often taken for granted. Think about how David felt as he began to write Psalms. And when you begin to think about how good God has been, strongholds begin to fall. See, right now, with some of us, the devil is having a heyday in your life, and he's taking you and shaking you like an old dust rag. But see, this shouldn't be. But see, we've got to learn that I've got to praise my way through my situations. Have you ever heard God's voice in the middle of the night talking to you? And you trying to get the victory. But sometimes you want to say, Lord, I'm catching hell right now. But God, I love you. I'm in trouble right now, God. But God, I praise you. I may be going through and I don't feel too good this morning. Got bills that I can't pay. But God, I still love you. That's the reason David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. See, when I'm broke, hallelujah. When I'm sick, hallelujah. When I'm depressed, it ain't nothing but glory, which means my way out. See, we got to learn to do some stuff, amen. I'm finna speak a little Hebrew to you. Watch you get kind of crazy with me. See, sometimes in life, we need to learn how to Shabbat God. I got some church folks here don't even know what I'm talking about. But see, the word Shabbat in the Hebrew means to address God in a loud tone, to expound to him, to make him, what are you talking about? Psalms 98:4. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. When the last time you Shabbat God? See, hallelujah. That ain't Shabbat. Shabbat is saying, God, I thank you. that every now and then you gotta Barak God. Barak means to bow down. See, sometimes you're too high-minded. You need to get down on your knees and say, God, I need you. Right now. I know somebody say, I don't have to bow down. Psalms 95 and 6 says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Folks, it's time for praise and worship. Hallelujah. Then sometimes you got to give God some yada. Rather with extending your hands. Somebody said, why do you lift your hands? You ain't got to lift your hands. Psalm 63 and 4 says, thus I will bless the Lord while I live. And then I will lift up my hands in thy name. See, right now, God is ready to bless you through your praise. And you sitting there like a knot on a log and won't take the blessing. Yada. And see, in order to yada, you got to do something because you want to. It means open up, raise your hand, and then you begin to embrace God. And see, let me tell you something. When you read in the Bible, Moses was fighting, facing a battle. And the only way they were able to win, they had to lift up his hands. And see, right now, some of us, just hold up your hands right now and see how long you can have them there. And see, after a while, you're going to begin to get tired and weary. And the devil wants you to get tired and weary. But that's the reason I say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. And see, I know I'm getting tired right now, but God will prop me up on every leaning side. Yada, God. Yada, God. Yeah. He's able. Got to lift up some holy hands. Then sometimes you got to tota God, which means you extend your hands out. And you begin to just thank God for all the blessings that he's already given you. See, before you ask God for anything, you need to thank God for everything. Then every now and then, Tehillah. It means to sing. It's praise. And we all should sing praises to God. That's the reason that we have music in our church. Music is an important part of worship. And I know it takes the word of God to save us. But now, a song sometimes can get you through. See, I know, pastors, I know we feel like we're breaking the bread of life. But now, if you cut out the music, ask some of your parishioners how many would show up. Amen. Give me some word, Pastor. I'm finna make somebody mad. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. And this is what it says. But now bring me a musician. And it happened. And when the musician played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. See, it's something about praise and worship that ushers you into the presence of God. See, Elisha requested a musician because he saw the need for the music. See, music can change your attitude, your emotions. I know somebody might have come in here mad this morning, but as the music began to play, you didn't try to, but you began to find yourself patting your feet. And you forgot about that light bill you can't pay. Then you begin to clap your hand, and you forgot that mortgage was overdue. See, praise and worship will usher you into a place where you'll forget about yourself and concentrate on him. All kind of music. No, somebody say, I don't want that in my church. Well, Psalms 150. Praising. On the high sounding cymbals. I think they go with a drum set.
praising on the string instrument. I said those guitars. Praise him with the tambourine. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. See, let me tell you about anointed music. It'll drive out demons. It'll make sick folk feel better. And before long, your inner man begins to change. And see, don't let anybody take your song out your mouth. You might lose friends, but don't lose your song. You might not sing real well, but just give God what you got. And before long, God will say, it sounds like music in my ear. God wants some praise this morning. God wants some glory. See, David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. And not only, but you got to serve God with some gladness. Anybody glad to be here this morning? Anybody ready to praise God this morning? Don't let nobody take your song out your mouth. And see, in order to worship, you got to get intimate. See, you can't get intimate from being real far away. See, to get intimate, you got to get real close. And you got to say, falling in love with Jesus. God, I want to hug on you. God, I want you to take me and rock me in the cradle of your arm. God, I want you to be a fence all around me every day. But in order to get there with God, you got to get intimate. You got to take off them fake clothes you got on and let God get to the real you and say, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit down within me. See, God will change you. It's time to worship. And everybody in here, believe it or not, and I'm finna get up out of here, you worship something. If you don't worship God, you worship your money. Your car, your house, your spouse, your kids, your paycheck, your reputation. You worship something. But see, God is worthy of all the praise. Because when you back it up and put it in retrospect, you'll discover that when your paycheck is gone, God will still be there. If you lose your house, God is still right there. If you lose your family, God is still right there. If you lose your mind, the only thing you can say is, let this mind be in me that's also in Christ Jesus. And I know somebody think I lost my mind, but I hadn't lost my mind. I made up my mind that I'm going to serve the Lord. It's time. Tell somebody, it's time to give God some praise. And see, right now, it's time to worship God in the beauty of holiness. Somebody here ought to be ready to give God some praise. The Bible says that after these folk had fasted, something began to happen. And when you look here in our textual scripture, around verse 22, you'll discover that when they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set ambush against all of their enemies, and the enemies got confused and began to fight among themselves. And see, what happens is praise will stir up the atmosphere. Praise makes things begin to turn around and change. Have you ever been down so low in your life that the only thing you could do was just praise? But after the battle got kind of hot, I can see it right now in my spiritual mind. As the praise singer began to come out, I can see the Moabites saying, what are these dummies doing? They don't even have no guns. But I can hear, I don't know what they were saying, but maybe they were saying, oh, come, let us adore him. Or maybe they were saying, lift the Savior up, because he's worthy to be praised. Or maybe they were saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. I don't know what song they were singing, but I know praise and worship got started. And after a while, bullets started flying. But none of God's folk had fired a shot. And then they began to look around. And the enemy began to fall one by one. 50 by 50. 100 by 100. 1,000 by 1,000. And I know somebody said, what happened? It wasn't nothing but praise and worship. And the Bible said, and after a while, they began to go by. And all the enemies were laying down on the battlefield. And they began to take the jewelry off the dead folk. They began to take the gold from their enemies. In other words, what I'm telling you, God will make your enemy become your footstool. Anybody here ever tried praise? He's worthy. He's worthy. It's time to give God some praise. I'm about to get up out of here right now, but can I call on some praise and worship folk? Have I got any praise and worship folk in here? I can call on somebody by the name of Paul and Silas. They tell me they were locked up in a Roman jail, thought it wasn't nowhere to go. Then somebody said about midnight, tell somebody midnight, that's the darkest hour. In the middle of their problems, in the middle of their situation, they said, we're going to have a little bit of praise and worship. Now somebody said, these folk must have lost their mind. They talking about having church, and they locked up in jail. But then somebody began to say a prayer, and see, prayer will reach God's ears. And then about that time, somebody began to sing a song, and they said, God, we love you. God, we lift you up. God, we magnify you. And somebody thought, ain't nothing gonna happen. But then they said about midnight that the jail door swung open and they walked out to prison. They didn't have to run because Jesus had set them free. Have you ever been set free? And see, how do I get free? You gotta learn to praise. You gotta learn how to worship. And right now, that's the reason David said, I'll bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, can I go a little bit further? There were three boys by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they said, we're going to lock you up if you don't bow. And I heard them say, we ain't going to bow. And now we know one thing, that God is able. Anybody here know that God is able? Tell somebody, he's able. He's able. He's able to deliver you even about the fiery furnace. Then they tell me, then they took him, threw him down in an old fiery furnace. Somebody went down to check on him, but the fire was so hot, they burned up. But then another king said, I know, I gotta go see what's happening. And when he got down there, he said, I know that we put three men in that furnace. And right now, look at yourself. You feel like you in your situation all by yourself. But then begin to sing a song, begin to say a prayer. And I promise you, there's somebody there with you. Because he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And it ain't no ghost, it's just the Holy Ghost. His name is Jesus. And then he said, I see a fourth man walking around in the flame, and he looks like the Son of God. Now, what did the Son of God look like? Because when that book was written, Jesus had not been born yet, but he knew what the Son of God looked like. And see, when you get in the middle of your fiery furnace, begin to just say, what a friend I've got in Jesus. Begin to say, Lord, I know you didn't bring me this far just to leave me. If you're going through, it's time to begin to worship. Somebody ought to begin to worship right now. Somebody ought to begin to praise God right now and say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Anybody here ever, have you learned how to lean and depend on Jesus? Sometimes your friend will walk away from you, but you got to keep on praising. You got to keep on worshiping. Even if you feel like you're by yourself, to say, Father, I stretch my hands to you. No other help I know. I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't for you, Jesus. I'm going to keep on praising. I'm going to keep on singing. I'm going to keep on believing, knowing that everything will be all right. Anybody here feel like singing right now? Anybody here feel like clapping right now? Anybody here say, God, Taliyah, Yoda, yeah. He's all right. I feel a praise down in my spirit. Anybody here ready to praise God? You need to praise God like you lost your mind. It might be your last time. Right now, somebody here got a bill you can't pay and don't know what you're gonna do. You better bust out in a prayer and shout hallelujah. God's gonna do it. God's gonna do it. It's time to praise. It's time to praise. Yeah, I feel all right. I feel my help coming. Anybody here ever been at a point in your life and you couldn't do nothing but praise? I couldn't pay. I couldn't think. Only thing I could do is just wave my hand. Only thing I could do is just say, God, I need you. God, I thank you. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. He's Jehovah Nisa. He's Jehovah Shalom. Anybody here know that God will? God will. He'll show up. He'll show out. All you got to do is just praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday hour. Praise him in the midnight hour. When you think you're all alone, just say, God, it ain't nobody but me and you. But I decided I want to tell you, falling in love with you is the best thing. I'm talking about being intimate right now. I've ever done late in the midnight hour when you can't sleep, when you're talking about walking the floor, you ought to bust a move and begin to praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. Anybody know God is worthy? You better give him some crazy praise right now. I need to get up out of here. Yeah, I feel like praising. I feel like praising. I feel like praising because the Lord has been better to me than I've been to myself. Doors been closed in my faith, but I kept praising. Somebody said, you won't make it, but I kept praising. And see, one of these days, when this life is over, church at True Believers will be over, but praise won't be over. In a few days, preaching gonna be over. You're gonna close up the Bible, but praise shall be forever. When we get to heaven, 24/7, nothing but praise, nothing but praise. Anybody want some praise? Anybody ready to praise? He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy of all your praise. And when you can't do anything else, you can praise. It's time now to begin to just fall in love with Jesus. Right now, the invitation is extended. And if you know that you need a love in your life by the name of Jesus, see, he's worthy. And when I keep saying this worthy, what I'm saying is that he's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And if it had not been for him, none of us would be here. It's time out for just churching, showing up, and go home just like you came. But it's time to have a worship experience. All over this house, if you don't mind, please stand up on your feet. If that won't bother you, please stand up on your feet.
All right.
Now, I want you to forget about who's standing next to you. I want you to forget about what you got to do this evening. I want you to forget about what you forgot to do yesterday. And if I can just have about 2 minutes of your time, we in the worship. Can I have 2 minutes of your time?
Yes, yes. All right.
Falling in love? Just begin to worship.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Some praise right now.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy.